Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's Francis Parker Yockey, and he said that feminism liberated women from their natural dignity of their sex and turned them into inferior men. Also, did they put handcuffs on him because he said that? He was ended in FBI custody and they called it self-deletion. They couldn't just have him saying things like this because they were relying on women to enter the workforce to help double the taxpayer revenue for the governments. Governments love feminism. Up next, studies are showing that tattoo ink accumulates in the lymph nodes. Looks like there'll be a lot of Gen X and millennial cancers going forward. Who would have thought that injecting a foreign substance into your body might be a bad thing for you? Imagine my shock. So not only does it make your body look like an alleyway full of graffiti, but it's also unhealthy. Tattoos fade over time because your body is trying to get rid of them through those lymph nodes. Number three, here's another account on X that is trying to stir up trouble in America, saying that they're Native American and demand decolonization, and that Americans are living on stolen land. Not stolen, conquered. And the person posting this is from Bangladesh and probably doing it so they can gain a following and sell merch like shirts and hats to profit off of the white guilt from people in America. It's absolutely disgusting. All of it. Moving on, people say that PewDiePie won in life because he's going to stop playing video games so he can focus on being a father. No, she won. Marcia, his wife. She just waited at the finish line and snagged herself the biggest YouTuber in the world in the 2010s. If he's changing by stopping his game playing, she's going to lose respect for him, and that might actually cause marital problems down the road. Remember, guys, that happy endings aren't always forever unless you actually pay her to leave. Number five, is this really what it's like when you find a single mom on Tinder and she introduces her kids to you? If it is, then it looks like she's been busy feeding those Africans steak and eggs for breakfast. I have no issues whooping another man's kids, but in this case, it looks like they're going to be whooping me. But if I do manage to somehow whoop them successfully, at least I know the father won't be coming after me for revenge. Up next, those were the days when men drove in peace. I didn't know this, but back in the day in the 1920s, cars had this popular feature of a rumble seat in the back. Unfortunately, they were phased out by the late 1930s, and ever since, a man couldn't get any peace in the passenger car while driving with his wife. This would even be funnier if he left her out there in the rain or snow. I bet she was still tapping on the window to tell him how to drive. Number 7, Mexico City has ended bullfighting after 500 years. I guess that's what happens when you elect a female feminist president. The city banned it with a vote of 61-1. How long before it's banned in the rest of the country as well? People say it's good to ban something that's cruel to animals. But have you seen what happens in nature when predators get their paws on them? As far as I'm concerned, this is an attack on masculinity and culture. I was almost gored by a bull near the Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Why didn't the bull care about cruelty to humans? Moving on, they say that no one is more stressed out than a 25-35-year-old man who thinks he's running out of time. This headline makes more sense if you substitute the word man with woman. We can have kids into our 80s, and most of us are at our highest earnings in our 40s and 50s. It's women who are running out of reproductive time in that age range when the baby rabies finally strikes. Articles like this are meant to gaslight us and demoralize us, and it's not working anymore. Number 9, without Googling it, name one thing that Canada invented. I'll name a few things including insulin, the light bulb which Edison bought the patent to, and then found out that tungsten was the best filament. Another thing is the Blackberry Crackberry. More things include the telephone, hockey, basketball, and the pacemaker, among other things. AI and large language models were developed at the University of Toronto as well. Canada invents things and America refines them. Moving on, a Turkish man is forced to pay his ex-wife $240 every 3 months in cat support. I bet he's glad he didn't marry a woman with 10 cats instead of just one. Also, does he have the right to joint custody of that cat? I mean, after all, he's paying to support it. Also, if you've ever had a cat, you know that $80 a month is cheap. The kitty litter alone is most that amount. I'm sure that one day there'll also be support payments on virtual children and pets one day as well. Number 11, Vegas deserves everything it's going to get. Charging people $142 for breakfast is going to eventually backfire on them. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, including your cash. Back when the mob ran Vegas, it was cheaper and more affordable. Corporations ruin everything. Disney is even worse than Vegas. One day tickets to the Magic Kingdom with meals and parking will run you $1,000 for the day for a family of four. Things are getting out of hand. Up next, a while back, Millie Bobby Brown said that David Harbour was being creepy and abusive. But now suddenly she says she always felt safe on set with him. Why change the story now? She's saying this because for some reason the Daily Mail and others said nasty things about them, and the rumors were actually proven false. If I was David Harbour and her, I would be suing all those media outlets. Unless, of course, what they said was true, and this is just damage control to release the last season of Stranger Things. Number 13, over the years, the TVs got thinner while the people got fatter. Also, from what I can see, it looks like his belly is blocking his view. Also, the screens are getting smarter and faster while the humans are getting dumber and slower. It's almost like the TVs are evolving while humans are de-evolving. One of the reasons is in the past, there was no remotes, so you had to keep getting up to change the channel, until they invented those switch boxes in the 70s. Moving on, people are pissed off saying that some chud made a mod for Spider-Man 2 that removes all the gay and black people from the game. If the story was good to begin with, people wouldn't care if the characters were gay or black. The mods also seem to have fixed the ugly people as well. Female game designers are putting the ugliest women into games to destroy the industry to encourage guys to stop playing games. We'll just end up playing the old ones. They can't stop us all. Number 15, here's a new twist on the fat woman blocking her friends from men's advances. Ariana looks hungry, and some guy asks her if she wants some food. She says yes, but the Wicked Witch of the Woke shows up and says she's not interested. There's definitely some sort of crush dynamic going on there. It's also been confirmed that they're gay with extra steps and in a non-demi-curious, semi-binary relationship. Until Ozempic ends them, do they part? Up next is getting bad for Canada's military. Canadian soldiers are quitting because of poor housing and inadequate healthcare. But who is going to replace them as they're having trouble getting new recruits? My guess is that they'll start importing Sikhs from India. Also, why would Canadian soldiers stay when the only equipment younger than them is the tampon dispenser? Modern militaries need to modernize with drones and robots controlled from climate-controlled bunkers. That's the future, with video game players operating them. Number 17, here's a great role model for black people. This Nigerian doctor took a baby out of a woman's womb at 23 weeks, removed a tumor, and then put the baby back in so it could be born a few months later. I don't know about you, but this feels like a Dr. House episode to me. Also, technically, that baby was born twice. So does that mean it gets to celebrate two birthdays? People say it's a fake story, but it actually did happen. Maybe the issue was in part because the mother looks like she's in her 40s. Moving on, girls are more dirty-minded than boys, yet they just pretend to be innocent. Absolutely. They have to pretend to be like that to trick men into thinking that they have lower notch counts, because guys instinctively don't want used goods because there's little to no chance that you can actually bond with them and there's a higher risk for divorce. Girls may be more dirty-minded, but far too often they can't come up with anything that's a turn-on and require men's creativity to fill the void, both literally and figuratively. Number 19, here's the difference between GDP per capita between Northern Italy and the South. Looks like IQ is a bummer. Then again, most of the industrial capacity and financial centers are also in the North. Another reason for this is reported incomes. You really don't think that the Sicilians don't operate a mostly cash economy in the South now, do you? Plus, it's pretty hot in the South, and people tend to move a lot slower when the weather is too hot. Up next, looks like Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi are plotting their return to the United States, because it's too cold for them and they prefer the warmth of gruesome Newsom California. I wonder if they're going to change costumes before they return. Dressing up like actual clowns, which they are for leaving America because of Trump, is in order. At least they have the balls, no pun intended, to leave when they said they would. Now they're coming back in shame. I predict next it's going to be Rosie O'Donnell coming back. Number 21, women are usually the ones that are the most anti-racist by their own word, and yet all of their friends are as white as Wonder Bread. Meanwhile, guys say they're racist, yet their friends look more diverse than the people of Brazil. What do you expect when we grew up watching G.I. Joe, which is the least racist and sexist kids show ever? Here we have Spirit, Quick Kick, and Footloose, and then there's Storm Shadow in the background. Also reminds me of the cast from Predator for some reason. Moving on, Laura here says that in fact, that women like her look like they're in their 20s when they're in their 40s. Correction, you still think you look like you're in your 20s, but wonder why men have stopped giving you attention. Unfortunately, most women are delusional enough to believe that they look 20. Men are different. I've had people tell me that if it wasn't for a few gray hairs that I have, that I'd still look the same as I did when my 20s when comparing old photos. Number 23, hear the wise words of Kales. He's the messianic figure in Klingon history, the United the Klingon people. and he's got some wise words too. If you give a man fire, he'll be warm for a day. But if you set a man on fire, he'll be warm for the rest of his life. Yes, all 30 seconds of it, of course. Only Kalis would weave such honor, strength, and kindness into a single act. This is the Star Trek I grew up with, not the woke nonsense of today. Up next is based in peak Muammar Gaddafi. He once invited 500 models to a party and gave them an hour lecture on Islam, and a copy of the Quran each. And they were so starstruck by his status that three of them actually converted right then and there on the spot. He was also the last line of defense that kept the sub-Saharan Africans from flooding into Europe. Then Hillary Clinton had him ended, and then the European migrant crisis began. This is all true. No fake news. Number 25 in the last one looks like an earthquake ruined this couple's moment and created an even better one. Now they've been immortalized in this photo forever as if they're human-sized Chinese finger traps. I wouldn't be surprised if they came out like this on purpose to gain some extra attention. The guy looks proud of himself, but she's looking away from the camera in shame, covering her face partially. If only she knew that one day there would be an internet and this photo would be forever. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.